USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After taking down America's energy independence, President Biden has no answer at this time to fight the astronomical gas prices in America and the dreadful food prices and overall inflation ripping at the purse strings of Americans.
We can't take immediate action that I'm aware of yet to figure out how we bring down the price of gasoline back to $3 a gallon. And we can't do that immediately with regard to food prices either.
The CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, Jamie Dimon, says there's a financial storm on the horizon, but no one knows how bad it will really be.
It's a hurricane. Right now, it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. You know, everyone thinks the Fed can handle this. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way. We just don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
The Dallas Cowboys NFL Club is helping the families of Uvalde, Texas, after last week's school shootings.
The Dallas Cowboys and the NFL Foundation are giving $400,000 in total to help South Texas families affected by the Uvalde school shooting. Team Executive Vice President Charlotte Jones saying last week's attack on Robb Elementary broke everyone's heart, and she promised to keep victims in her thoughts and prayers. Half the money will go to the Robb School Memorial Fund, while the other half will go to the Uvalde The Strong Fund. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
After 6 weeks of testimony, a decision was reached in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard libel trial. On Wednesday, Depp won the defamation lawsuit he filed against his ex. A Virginia jury awarded him $10.35 million in damages. Amber Heard also partially won her counter-lawsuit over comments made by Depp's lawyer, Adam Waldman. The jury awarded her $2 million in damages. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
As some in America would like to see a complete ban on guns, in reality, other measures can be taken to fight the hate and the mass shootings that plague our nation. Representative Pete Sessions, a self-described strong NRA member, tells Newsmax a meeting Friday should result in more answers.
We are going to have a large meeting in Waco, Texas on Friday with almost 30 of our superintendents, our sheriffs, our county judges, where we are going to talk about the things that we need to do to be reapprised to avoid this happening in other places. The events that happened in Uvalde obviously are taking a different turn. I'm not sure, and I'm not sure anybody knows the real truth of it, but he now sees what kind of circumstance he's in and that the public comments that he makes or those to investigators will be verified, and it means that he is now being very careful about what he says.
The congressman is referring to Uvalde school police chief Pete Arredondo, who led a flawed law enforcement response to last week's school shooting and misinformation regarding actual events and timelines by the 18-year-old shooter. NASA announced two private companies, Axiom Space and Collins Aerospace, will develop the next generation spacesuits that future astronauts will wear to conduct spacewalks and eventually kick around the surface of the moon. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.